right, give me a second. Let me get everybody in here. Hello and welcome to the July 1999 episode of the Space City Nerd Cast.
Oh man, it's July already.
Yeah, this year went by so fast.
We're getting so close to that big 2000.
Dude. Oh man.
Oh man, yeah. I party like it's 1999, like Prince.
I know, I'm gonna play that CD like so many times.
Me too.
And watch Purple Rain on VHS a lot.
I'm just going to be freaking out hoping my new voodoo cards I got the other day aren't going to, like, burn up.
Yeah. What? You got a new PC?
No, I just got the video cards. I got two of the 12 meg voodoos, and I've got them running in SLI. Like,
whoa.
You should see fucking Counter-Strike. It is so sweet.
Are you saying that you have two 12 megabyte video cards?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Yeah,
dude.
It looks
look big
really,
baller right here.
Like, it... Oh, God, it definitely looks better than the N64, that's for sure. Like,
no way. Nothing looks better than N64.
Yeah, no,
nothing
like,
looks better. Maybe what we're going to talk about later, but nothing.
Yeah.
What do you... Like, okay, so... How much hard drive space you have on there?
I got only 10 gigs right now. I say only 10 gigs. It's a lot for most
only,
people. But, I mean, I've got,
gigs.
Like...
I'm supporting 4 on my Vio, dude.
Yeah, I need to, like... Yeah, maybe I should just get better at uninstalling things when I'm done with them. I don't know. But
I haven't gotten, a new, like, hard computer in a while. And, like, I'm barely pushing 900 megabytes, sorry. Gigs.
What?
Sorry, I'm just being jealous right now. I just know
there's
like,
no way you could fit all that a gigabyte.
Yeah.
What? Like 900 gig? I know, man. I think it'll be like, I don't know, 2015 before we can actually get like a terabyte is what they're calling it.
A what?
That's not. We're not. I don't even understand why anyone would need that much space. Like honestly, like it just doesn't make sense.
It's not even a word. Terabyte.
Yeah. Yeah, so how's your computer right now?
I have the Sony Vaio PCG. I have a 12 megabytes of RAM. Got a nice sick 56K modem on it. I didn't get the model with a DVD because I don't know that's way too expensive. But I got 8X. CD write, RW.
Oh, man.
You gotta make me a mixtape. So you're on a laptop?
Yeah, I'm doing on a laptop. I'm at a freaking internet cafe. This shit's cyberpunk, yo.
Nice.
That
it's like that
super...
movie that came out a couple years ago, Hackers.
Oh, I love that movie.
I know, that's totally the future right there.
I know. What was their play? They were playing like Wipeout? That's like that PlayStation 1 game?
Yeah, Wipeout from like a few years ago.
It was on the giant screen. Oh, man. Like, God.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Well, I know broadband is in chugging along. Have any of you guys signed up for that?
Yeah.
What the hell, dude? You got like...
Yeah, I
don't even have a port on my Vio.
I saved my tax return just for like all of this. You guys, like, broadband is going to be sweet. It's
I have a friend who has
ISDN.
No, he has ISDN in his house, and it's pretty slick.
I just can't wait. It's going to be a little bit longer before it gets hooked up, but, oh, man, I'm so many MP3s, you guys.
Man, that's like $25 a month. That's so expensive.
Yeah. I saved. I didn't really, like, buy a whole lot of other stuff this year. It's been hard, like... There's been a lot of like good games coming out this year, but I've mostly just been playing Roller Coaster Tycoon and CS. And
wait, what? What's CS?
Counter-Strike.
What is that?
Have you not? Oh, it is. I guess it's kind of recent. It's you're familiar with Half-Life, right?
From like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's fucking awesome. It's like this mod for Half-Life where you like have there's terrorists on one team and there's like counter terrorists on one team, and you just kind of like fight each other and like sometimes do missions in a way. Like, remember in GoldenEye where you had to like save the hostages and stuff? Like,
yeah.
It's that, but like multiplayer sometimes. It's really cool.
How many people?
Oh god, I've only done like 2v2 so far.
Okay.
Like, over local, I haven't really played it that much, like, online. Mostly been doing, like, 2v2 over local.
Well,
you can have, like, 8 people in-game.
8? 4v4?
Dang. Yeah, I think you can do 4v4.
This is crazy. We're getting so many, like, tech boners here, and we're not even, like, a tech show.
Cybers. Yeah. We're in cyberpunk, guys.
Nice.
I'm wearing
The other day, like all four of us, Sean included, went to go watch the South Park movie. We went out like nobody does this, but we went out like in dressed up as the characters, and we got called weirdos and dorks.
Whatever, dude. You know what you told them? Fun. Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
So, what'd you guys think of South Park?
I liked the music a lot. That was impressive.
Do you guys think that sets the bar for like adult animation?
I like it a lot more than that Family Guy show that Fox has been showing. That's for sure.
That thing's not gonna last at all.
No. It's probably gonna go off the air soon. It's trying to be The Simpsons, and you can't be The Simpsons.
Yeah,
only you know, The Simpsons are The Simpsons.
Now, if we're gonna talk about like adult like animation on TV. There's one that I think is going to go very far, and that's the PJs with Eddie Murphy.
I really liked what I saw of that. I watched like an episode the other night, and I have a couple I taped on my VCR.
So I was talking to a friend about it, and I'm like, "Hey, it's like claymation." He's like, "No, dude, it's like foam. They're like foamation."
Yeah.
So that's why they look so different. That's why the animation's a little bit more smooth because it's foam, and that looks really cool. And it's super funny. And who does not like Eddie Murphy? Come on.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've actually been watching a lot of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That show that just came out not too long ago.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining. Like, I really want to be on there. I think I can win $1 million. The questions are so easy.
Well, you saw that guy who lost, like, I heard that the guy lost at the $100 one, and I was like, why are you even alive? Why are you even there? Just get out of there. We just filming us not want you there.
It was painful to watch. I yelled.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, do you guys want to come over to watch it with me next time? Wait, before you answer that. Wait, do you guys want to come over?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
Is that your final answer?
You got Reaches over here.
That catchphrase is going to be, it's so good.
Oh, man. It's so tense. It's just like when you know, you're like, wow, like $1,000 or whatever. And you're like, but when you really get up there, you're like, it just, I don't know. I like it. The whole thing is you're like, they're just sitting down in those chairs. That's so much pressure.
The way that Rex is spending money, I thought he was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I know, right?
Tell me.
I know. Oh, he won it. That's right. But yeah, whatever. Jesus, you're my phone friend, so. So that's the strong responsibility right there.
Just let me know before you get on there because, you know, I'm on AOL and I could, you know, you won't get into the signal
if
you
call me. Shoot, that's right. Has that happened yet? Like, have they called, like, anybody's phone a friend and gotten, like, dial-up tone yet? Because that would be terrible.
That would be hilarious.
Oh, man.
It's busy signal. And you're like, we just like, they're like,
hi. Well, if you're like Rex and you have broadband, you won't miss it at all.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, actually. Like, I can finally play games for longer than, like, or, like, download stuff for longer than, like, an hour or two a day. Like, in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And it doesn't tie up your phone line, which is totally awesome.
Yeah. I'm so, so excited.
Yeah, because how am I going to talk to my baby girl if I'm going to, you know, be on on AIM with her. I had to talk on the phone and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You gotta sing La Vida Loca too with her. So what did you guys like better? Because right before South Park, Austin Powers 2 came out, and it's kind of the same.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait till I'm pretty sure they're gonna make like 8 or 10 of those movies. They're so good.
I know.
It's so funny.
I really hope so.
Yeah, and Mike Myers is a freaking comedic genius.
I hope he doesn't go like towards kids movies after that or anything.
Yeah, his acting, like he's so layered. Like,
yeah, he needs to keep his like. There's a lot of kind of adult yet juvenile humor. That's what I liked about Austin Powers, and hope to keep making that. And he keeps on doing that. So
which one did you guys like a little bit better? South Park or Austin Powers 2?
I like singing along. I like
South Park 2. I can't wait to go see it again.
And then he got all Super Saiyan at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Nice.
And then, it broke out of that animation. It's all 3D. That probably took like 80% of their budget.
I know, it broke my mind when I saw that. I just, I hope that, you know, one day we come out with like fully 3D, you know, movies like that.
That would be so awesome.
They gotta get cheaper though, because I don't know how much cheaper you can get that. A lot of computer things going on. I'm not a computer scientist, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. So I think with that, we're going to go for the first song break. I actually don't have to rip stuff off my CDs anymore. I mean, I can, but it, guys, with so limited space on my hard drive, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Did you your recycle bin, maybe clear up some stuff?
I do that all the time.
Ugh.
And it's still there. But I mean, I got MIDIs for now. MIDI files are good.
Yeah,
and
sweet.
Napster just launched. It's this really cool. This is the future where music is totally going to be free, and people are going to be able to share it with each other freely. I think artists are going to catch on to it and say, "Let's release our music for free and just make money off concerts and stuff."
Yeah.
I hope so.
That's where they're supposed to get their money anyway, and then that way they can get their music out there. And then people can just download stuff for free, and then they'll be like, hey, look at that guy. I want to see him live. Oh, he's coming to my town? Cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Napster has, like, this rock and roll attitude, and I don't think any artist is, you know, especially rock and roll artists are going to want to take it down, wow. You know? So,
like, Metallica's too metal for that.
Yeah, you know, anything like Metallica or... you know, like Limp Bizkit, they would never dare take it down.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, this is a really cool MIDI file. It's a song. I know it's a guilty pleasure of mine. Cher came out with a song called Believe. It's really catchy. It uses, like, robo voices on it, which makes it even cooler.
I dare you not to sing along.
Well, you kind of can't sing along with this one because it's the MIDI file.
It doesn't matter. It's like karaoke.
I'm on 56.
I think I know the words. Right? Like,
How does it go, Rex?
No matter what, da-da-da. Okay, maybe I don't know the word. as well as
you
I don't.
You're pushing me aside, and I can't break
and through. I can't break through.
Because I'm talking,
talking to you. So I know, sad wait, that you're leaving. It takes time to believe in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know the words.
You got an awesome PC and a beautiful man voice.
Thank you, Ryan.
You should totally start up a band or something soon, Rex.
Yeah, well, with all this free movie or music downloading, I could release it on Napster, and it would be the best thing ever.
Awesome. All right, guys, well, this is Cher's Believe. We're going to be right back after this if my connection holds on to AOL. It's been kind of spotty at moments.
You don't want to hang up because you might, you know, not get back on.
I know, it's crazy. So we'll be right back after this to talk about video games. We're going to...
favorite subject.
Yeah, we're going to be like the audio game pros, so we'll be right back. So that was the MIDI for Shares Believe. I know you've heard it on the radio, so just kind of put the music from the radio into the MIDI and think of the words or whatever.
It's still pretty good. I mean, I know the this whole song is about like share talk like this, but it's still pretty cool.
I think
I really really like that song.
I think the fact that she's singing like that gives hope for like one day for like the Japanese or something to, you know, create like a vocal android or something that's gonna like show off to people and have like millions of fans and stuff.
That would be so silly. I don't know about that.
I don't. What?
I don't know.
I think the kids of the future will enjoy it.
Enjoy robot singing? I don't know. Singing isn't done by humans.
Yeah. Vocal androids, I'm going to call them.
But androids are part... I don't know. Whatever, dude.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. You know, that's what I think in the future... You know, Cher is probably going to go to, like, Japan and team up with, like...
Robots?
No, she's going to team up with, like, Samsung or something and, like, create music together with
her. Samsung's Korea. You're racist.
Either one. I'm sorry.
This just sounds like a plot off one of my anime tapes. Like, it just doesn't...
Cher should go to Japan and team with Ultraman and do stuff.
I've been slowly able to stream some of those, like, you know, 3-minute clips of Ultraman on my Real Player. It takes me a few hours to download, but it's really cool. I don't know, let's get to video games, because that's what we like a lot and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been on this EGM and GamePro kick, just checking out all the stuff that's coming up. I really want to talk about them a little bit, but recently, what have you guys been playing?
I've been trying to get through Mario 64. It's really good. I mean, that's like my first 3D game and that I actually like. It made sense. Because, I don't know, Super Mario World is like my favorite game, like the SNES era.
Yeah.
And so it had big shoes to fill. I do like it. I like it a lot.
I've been playing that Silent Hill game.
How is that?
It's kind of really... It's pretty spooky for me.
Yeah.
I'd want to say it's too spooky for me.
I heard there's like a baby crying in a hospital.
Yeah. There's
so many dead people.
So you see dead people?
Yes.
I see dead people.
That's never going to get old. It's so funny.
That movie is fantastic. The director, his name was like M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah, he's the next Steven Spielberg. He's gonna make great movies.
If they ever make like a Star Wars Episode 7, 8, 9 after 1, 2, and 3,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's gonna direct them.
By far, like,
awesome. He's moody and cinematography.
Well, if the twist from this movie is comparable to the twist in the Empire Strikes Back,
yeah,
I can only imagine what kind of twist he's gonna make for you know 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, I'm so excited, but that's like way way in the future. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, real quick, oh my God, it's such a good movie, such a good series, like movie for one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It completely gives back so much to 3, 4, and 5. I love the new characters. The graphics are so like
pod racing, awesome. Dude.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people really hate Jar Jar, but I actually like him a lot. And I don't know if you guys have seen like at like the Target and Walmart and stuff, they have like Jar Jar candy where his like mouth opens and it's like his tongue and you just like suck on his tongue like you're Frenching Jar Jar. It's pretty cool. I think it's really funny. Yeah,
M. Night Shyamalan, if you're listening to me, when you direct 7, 8, and 9, please be Jar Jar, the one that saves Boba Fett from the Sarlacc pit, and that's why we never saw him.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Freaking, he's like the thing. The way he's in the movie, he's like not there,
but he is there, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
And like the vocals that he has, like the I can get his like it's not like where I have to read with Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah.
I can understand him without having subtitles. That's incredible. Great character, great characterization, and I hope to see him, you know, in more Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
Me
so
too.
Excited.
Yeah, so anyways, going back to the video games, Ryan, what have you been playing?
So yeah, so going through Mario 64 and then on the PlayStation was that Spider-Man game. That is
It
feels just like Spider-Man.
I liked it.
It doesn't make sense. It's so good. I'm swinging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that game is so sweet.
It was awesome. There's one part, not too much of a spoiler, but like, you fight Venom, and then Venom's like a huge misunderstanding that leads to Mary Jane getting kidnapped, and then Spider-Man was like, "Why'd you do this? It's not my fault." He goes, "Our bad," and that made me laugh so hard.
Man, I love Spider-Man games and stuff. You know, I can't imagine DC ever coming out with like an amazing game such as these Spider-Man games right now, because what did it have, like that Justice League fighting game?
They need to catch up with that Spider-Man game. It's good. I can't wait for more, and I hope they make more and more.
Yeah, I can't wait. I read in Wizard Magazine that, you know, like movies are supposed to be coming out. There's a Wolverine movie rumor, and that's just like, that blew me away.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody can ignore the popularity of Wolverine, you know, today.
He's defining this decade of comic books.
He's he's second only to Spawn.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All about Spawn.
Yeah. So, we keep moving on.
Sorry.
We have,
back to video games, guys.
You know, I what's my age again? I forgot. I have ADHD. So, Rex, what have you been playing?
Like I said earlier, not really a whole lot except for Roller Coaster Tycoon and Counter-Strike. I've been dabbling in Team Fortress Classic a bit, but, like, I don't know. Until I get broadband, I'm probably not going to be doing a lot of, like, multiplayer stuff except for, like, LAN parties and things. So, mostly I've just been playing Roller Coaster Tycoon.
You're such a PC nerd. Why don't you play consoles? Like, be more social with this.
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I did get, like, dabble in Smash Bros, like, earlier this year, but I didn't buy it because I had to save money for my video cards, so.
That's pretty cool.
It's like, how are you gonna play with people taking, you know, lugging around your huge computer to other people's houses and being connected, you know, and playing for 24 hours? You can just bring your controller over to my house and we can play.
We can play Smash
Bros. This is true, but, like, once I get my broadband, like, it won't even matter. Like, I will be able to play online all the time.
There's like 10 people in the world that are going to have broadband.
We can't play with you.
But I'll be able to play with them all the time. And then you guys can come over, too, and we can just play, like, my TV.
We can come over and watch you play.
My TV has front audio-visual ports. Like, it's not like you can't lug the consoles over there.
We'll see. I mean, it's like, I don't know how, like, you know, gaming over the internet is going to happen. You know, like, the Sega Channel had a lot of trouble getting off the ground and stuff.
What was that thing they had with Mortal Kombat where you plug into your phone line, you get to play some guy on, like,
that was
somewhere.
The X-Band modem from a few years ago. But, I mean, I don't know if you guys heard, like, they're shipping, it's going to be a dial-up modem, but the Dreamcast is coming out with a modem in a couple months.
Whoa.
That long from now.
I was reading on the Dreamcast. That thing is like the machine of the future.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's, see the commercials, like, it's thinking. It's thinking. What's it thinking about?
It's thinking about
fun
giving
stuff.
Us the future of games and stuff.
I'm a big Soul Edge, Soul Blade fan, and I can't wait for Soul Calibur. Stupid name. It should just call it Soul Blade or Soul Edge too, but. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, the thing that blows my mind about the Dreamcast is, like, they actually, like, the graphics are comparable, if not better, to, like, high-end PCs, which is just completely blowing my mind. They don't have that, like, weird Vaseline filter that, like, the N64 games have. Like, they just look really good.
Well, I mean, if we're talking Sega, I think they're going to hit a huge home run with the Dreamcast.
Yeah, they're getting the market early, and they're getting
Those media capabilities are just amazing. That controller, like with that little like portable game that comes with it.
VMU. I think that's so called.
It's so futuristic sounding.
Some games you could like load it into the VMU and take it with you and play like a Game Boy.
Yeah, and yeah. Like on if you have it in the controller and stuff, you can use it as a screen sometimes. Like I was reading on that football game that's coming out, like you can pick your plays off of it, which is awesome.
So no one can see your plays. That's pretty legit.
So I mean, since it is Sega, I know they're going to be back in the game, just like Nintendo is right now and making consoles forever and stuff.
Let's talk
about like their game specifically. I've been a fan of Sonic 1, 2, 3. You know, Sega CD was all right, and now Sonic Adventure.
I'm skeptical, but I'm optimistic. Because it's 3D. I don't know how Sonic works in 3D.
I am so excited. Yeah, like, it looks really pretty. Like, I mean, I don't know. I got, like, when they first launched Saturn, like, launch day, I got one, and we never got a Sonic game, and I'm really upset with that. Yeah, we got Knights. Knights was really cool.
Panzer Dragoon game, right?
Yeah, there's, like, a lot of other really good games, so, I mean, I don't feel like I got super burned, but, I mean, I bought the thing expecting a new Sonic game at some point, and we got Sonic Jam.
When you have the Dreamcast, though, you're going to have, like, music behind it, like, CD-quality music. Mm-hmm. So it's, you'll be able to, like, play and, like, listen to, like, some awesome tracks. I think, you know, the music in Sonic has always been good. I think, like, number 3 was rumored to be actually done by Michael Jackson, which is awesome.
Yeah, I remember reading about that in Game Fan.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Speaking of CDs, have y'all like put the Castlevania Symphony of the Night into a CD? You can listen to the music.
CD player. Yeah. There's a few things that you can do that with. It's pretty neat.
It's awesome because I think the first track is audio card going. This is a CD. You could listen to music. It plays with a PlayStation. It's awesome.
I love when they do that stuff. Like when you play a CD in your Discman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like for the very first time, and you hit the last song, you're like, oh, it's the last one, and then it shows up with another track.
Yeah, it's like this song's not that long, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, that stuff is great. Or sometimes you have to hit certain like tracks to unlock a track.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you get it says it's 12 songs, but then it's like 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, all like blank tracks,
and then until you get to like 98.
Yep.
Man, these guys are geniuses. I don't know how else they could hide like music, you know. So there is one thing that I'm kind of scared though with the Dreamcast, because I mean Sega's, you know, we're heading towards impending doom. Supposedly come December 31st at 11:59.
Y2K. Dude, that's
pretty, like, I don't know. Rex, as a PC person, what do you think is going to happen? I'm not so much on...
really a little worried about older builds. Like, I'm hoping nothing goes wrong in my computer. All the parts are, like, relatively recent and everything, and I mean, they're developing parts now with Y2K in mind and everything, but I don't know, like, computers even, like, just a year old or so might start having issues. I'm worried about, like, game consoles, too.
Yeah. Everything is a computer now, like, the fax machine next to me.
Yeah.
That's a computer. The calculator, that's a computer. Pagers, had to have computers. Are they all gonna mess up in, January 1st, 2000? End of civilization, dude.
Yeah, like, pretty much, I'm only worried about anything with clocks in it, because it seems to be, like, a clock-based, like, issue. But, I mean, a lot of computers have clocks on them. Like, I have, like, an old MS-DOS rig in my bedroom that I use for, like, when friends come over and we need an extra computer for Doom. And I don't know if that thing's gonna, like, exist after New Year's, like...
I'm so scared a plane is going to fall when we're doing, like, New Year's celebrations or whatever.
That would really suck, and it's not outside the realm of possibility, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, everything is run by computers now. We are in the future. And if those computers fail because of the bug, then no, people are like acting like it's not going to be a big deal, and they need to wake up. We have a few months left.
Yep.
It's like that. It's like that Melissa virus that was going on.
Oh my god! Yes.
That like shit's tying, scary.
Yeah. My bank got hit by it, and I couldn't, like, when I was writing like checks and stuff, I got a phone call and they're like, "Well, this check is not valid," and it was because my bank got hit with the Melissa virus.
Oh my god, that's horrible. So
yeah,
why can't these people who are like smart, this guy who made a Melissa virus, I'm gonna call her Melissa. Melissa is really good creating a virus. Why won't she help us with the Y2K bug?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm pretty scared. My parents are already preparing for like a doomsday scenario. We've been like stocking food and clearly Canadian, like by the tons. Because that soda is so good.
Oh, yeah. You go to Sam's Club and go get some stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think I got to start talking to my parents and just kind of hunker down. And just because you never know. And when shit goes down, because everything goes down, you got to be prepared.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How will I watch My Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm what scared. If your VCR VCRs have clocks in them, so I mean,
yeah, VCR, your VCR is gonna screw up too.
So Ryan, what did you say? Did you say how will I watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
VCR?
Is that your final answer?
Did you know what I also got recently? And I hope it doesn't screw up in Y2K. It looks like a remote control, but it's not. Well, it is, but it has like a little like dial where it'll automatically start record at certain times.
That's
so cool. I don't have to be at home to hit record on stuff.
That's really cool.
You need to be in front of the TV though, but man, that's pretty cool. Just put it on your coffee table.
Man, that's crazy. The future that we're living in, I don't know how much more advanced we can get, but we'll be, you know, we're getting out there.
Yep.
So also, did you guys get a Furby?
Oh yeah, we stood in line for that. That was.
Yeah, I did too. I got one for my girlfriend. And
yeah, it was for my my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that actually, like, for mine it was, and it's really, like, God, I hate the thing. I hate it so much. Like, all it does is just, like, we had to throw it in the closet pretty much after the first night, because it would not stop waking us up in the middle of the night.
If you throw it upside down, it's going to start crying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The thing cries and just rocks back and forth, and wow! And, I mean, it's cute. It's really cute at first. I just wish, like, we could turn it off.
So what's better? What'd you try to have? A bunch of Beanie Babies or Furbies?
Honestly, a bunch of Beanie Babies, because you know, like in 20 years, those things are gonna be worth like millions of dollars.
Whatever. No one likes them anymore.
Well, to be honest, I know they're limited now because Ty was like, "This is the end," and they like brought out a Beanie Baby. I think that that craze is gonna go ahead and die off. You know, it's not going to be worth much afterwards. Things like Furby. Dude, so I made $600 scalping Beanie Babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm $1,200 now scalping Furbies.
Wait, are Furbies Y2K compatible?
I don't care. I don't care if they, like, get up and kill you in the middle of the night because they're Y2K clones.
I honestly hope they are not Y2K compatible, because at this point I would not be upset if that thing, that thing dies.
I would laugh so much if, you know, that happens. You know, so I don't know what else aside from that.
Yeah, so stuff
with your broadband.
Yeah, they've been hooking it up as like we were doing this, and I've got it like routed into one of the computers now, and I downloaded You guys remember that band Smash Mouth from like a year ago that did that song? Is like, you might as well be walking on the sun.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, they had another song like just leaked like a couple days ago, and I finally downloaded it. It only took like 3 or 4 minutes.
What?
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
How can you download a MIDI file in like 3 minutes?
It's an MP3.
An MP what?
Yeah, in 3 minutes. Like, this is nuts.
Wait, what's that? Is like a WAV file?
Is that the three is for MP3 minutes?
No, music, it's like
music.
It's like AVI files, kind of, except for they only have audio in them.
Huh. Whoa, in 3 minutes.
Yeah, it only took 3 minutes. It's almost radio quality, like this new Smash Mouth song. Like, that's, man, stupid. I can't.
It takes me like all night to download a WMA file.
I know. I can't wait to like download some wares in a minute. Like,
oh, where?
Oh, man.
Well. Do we want to put it on the show?
We should do that. Like, we should play it. The song is called All Star, and it comes out, I think it's their, like, single that comes out, like, pretty soon. It's off whatever their new album is, which is
coming. Well, whatever you do, like, bring it over before, like, I mean, it takes me 3 to 4 days to actually, like, upload the show because of my speeds.
Can you put it on a CD?
Oh, you know what? Is it okay if I bring all the audio files on an iOmega zip drive and take it over and just, you know, put everything together there?
Yeah, and if you want to upload the show from, like, my house, that's good too, like...
Can we download some porn?
Yes.
And wares. And then you can burn it on a CD so we can get...
Yeah, dude, you should just bring over... I don't have a CD burner yet, but you could bring over your rig with the CD burner and we could do that.
Oh man, so we can land up my Vio, and then you can. Oh wait, that's good.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Sweet.
Yeah.
You got a FireWire port so Ryan can get in there?
Yeah, I do actually.
Sweet.
All right, yeah. This is good business. Sweet. So yes, this is a leak we got off Napster, on a MP3 file, whatever.
Whatever that crazy. Is.
Yeah.
It's crazy like things.
It's Magic P3.
And this is. What I am considering the future of music, Smash Mouth is amazing. This is All Star, and we'll be right back.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
We'll be right back.
Man, Rex, I'm blindly doing this because I can't listen to that awesome track you just sent me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what it sounds like on the radio. Is that on the radio? Or am I thinking of Walking on the Sun?
You're probably thinking of Walking on the Sun. I don't think they started playing that one yet.
Holy shit, is that the magic of the internet?
Yes. Magic of the
information superhighway, dude. Info superhighway.
That is amazing. I can't... well, I was, as we mentioned earlier, like, we're months away from, what is it, the year 2000, the big 2K. So if Y2K doesn't take us out, we're going to talk about a little bit of the predictions that we have, only because, you know, next couple of months might be kind of crazy, and we might not be able to talk about that with, like, more movies coming out, video games coming out. We'll be talking about that. So let's take a moment to reflect and just kind of push towards the future. Ryan, what do you think is, like, give me three predictions that you think are going to happen.
So, first of all, I gotta say, and we've been saying this for a while now, but I do want to see some hoverboards, and I know, like, the Japanese, train is all floating on magnets. They can probably do something like that with skateboards, and I think that's going to be coming real soon, and everyone's clamoring for it. Everyone wants it.
I think you're crazy on that one, dude. Flying skateboards.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Floating skateboards. And they can have hover bikes on top of that and stuff like that.
If we're doing this 100 years later in 2999, then I'll believe you.
2099. It's like a Mega Man intro. So I was at Celebration Station, and, like, it was, like, super expensive, but, like, they had, like, that virtual reality. I think you can get that stuff on your home. It's gonna probably take up a whole room because you gotta have, like, that platform and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think you're gonna see that, and, you know, you can do stuff like fly a plane or like drive a car. That's going to be awesome. And speaking of that, my third video coming off of that is we're looking at the internet through a computer screen. I think we'll be able to get on the internet through virtual reality.
Like in Johnny Mnemonic and Lawnmower Man.
Yeah. So like that. So you just put it on and you, like, sit down and you get into the internet. Like it'll be like another life, like a second one, and then you just go around, you talk to people, you go to, like, virtual malls to buy stuff. It's gonna be awesome.
That would be really cool. I like the idea of the virtual mall.
Yeah.
Do you think like in the future I can, like, you know, like, sit down and, like, real time, like, actually talk to you?
Yeah. You sit in your place, you put on your goggles, and then we're like, let's meet at my apartment, and you walk to my apartment in virtual reality, or take, like, a supercar. And then you just go up the virtual stairs, and then you'd be like, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, because, like, since Rex is on broadband, you know, now it's going to be easier to get him on. And I'm not going to have two phone lines where I hook, you know, put the phone to record one of you and then, you know, have, like, one of you through the internet.
Yeah.
That's a headache. You know?
Yeah, it's too much, dude.
It is. Like,
well, one other thing. JNCOs are going to stay forever because they're awesome pets.
Yeah.
I keep tripping over mine.
You got to have a certain walk, dude. You got to get some certain shoes.
Yeah, I don't even go to raves. I just, you know, like to look cool and stuff with them. So.
I mean, I go to some raves, but, I mean, they just look nice. It's, I don't know, I like fashion. They also got some big-ass pockets so you can put your, like, your
Discman in there, and yeah. So, I guess for me, I don't know. I really think, like, there's this thing that was kind of introduced to the public called MySpace. apparently it's like memory and stuff like that, but the guy wants to build it into more of a personal space.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the future, you know, this guy is going to become like a multi-billionaire. This guy's kind of probably going to rule,
So what is it?
It's like GeoCities, but more personal.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, yeah. It's like kind of like a live journal, but it's got more stuff that you can add to it.
All right. So, but he better get on the virtual reality, because then we can go to MySpace in the virtual world.
Oh, make it like like an actual living room that you can walk around in and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
So I can be like, hey, and then be like, hey, Zeus, like, let's go to MySpace. Instead of my virtual partner in MySpace. So you and me like, and Sean.
And I can be like /wave, and I could like wave at you.
Yes. Then we get like wave, and then, yeah, it'll be awesome.
It's amazing. I predict Clinton is not going to be guilty and not going to be impeached or anything. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to divorce Hillary and go with Monica Lewinsky.
Ooh, think so too.
It's going to shake up.
She's close. Hillary's and close, but no cigar.
And then I believe that in the future, Hillary is going to be so like bitter about everything and end up running for president and then like incarcerate Bill Clinton for something, I don't know, for not inhaling or something.
Oh, whatever. She'd be like, she'll get Ken Lay.
Ah.
Be like, come back, and then we'll take my poor ex-husband down.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Ken Starr, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Ken Starr. So, and for the last one, I don't know. Like, the future scares me. That's all, you know.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Unless we all die in
Y2K.
Y2K. In
burning like that. This is why I'm not like saying yeah, this is gonna happen later on because of the fact that Y2K is coming up, and I'm just like whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what about people with pacemakers? Would their heart explode?
That's a good question. I hope not.
Oh man, people just die. Like, hey, Tom had a pacemaker. He just passed out. He's dead.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out on New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Well, you know, I am a very big fan of his, and you know, I've never believed anything that's been going on, mm-hmm. but I know Michael Jackson, probably like 2001, 2002, will reclaim his throne.
He is mm-hmm. the king of pop.
Yeah, and we'll see him, you know, years and years into the future until he dies.
He's timeless. He's timeless. I think that Android music thing you're talking about would not share. I think it'll be Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Well, Michael Jackson. Wait, Michael Jackson did work on Sonic.
Ooh.
That's a Japanese thing. So maybe Michael Jackson will pioneer the vocal Android. I want to call them Vocaloids for short, you know. I think that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Stop mixing words up. That's weird.
It sounds good. Vocaloid.
Vocaloid.
It's
like a Mega Man villain.
I don't know how I feel about any of that.
Like a Mega Man villain where he's like Vocal Man. Dun, 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 dun. Kills you with his vocals.
Man. And I'm sure we'll see like so many games of those into the future too, Mega Man.
Yeah,
Capcom is amazing at making games, and
oh yeah,
you know, such a powerhouse.
Yeah, they're gonna be rolling around in money forever, because everyone loves their stuff.
So, what about you, Rex?
So like earlier, we were talking about the Dreamcast with the modem. I'm thinking there will probably, because like Counter-Strike and Team Fortress are getting real popular right now and everything. I am willing to bet that next year at some point, like they'll put out some sort of like Counter-Strike or Team Fortress for Dreamcast, and first-person shooters on consoles, like, over the internet, I think are going to blow up next year.
That controller for Dreamcast is really badass. It could probably do first-person shooters really well.
Yeah, like, I really that's think triggers it's going to be... Yeah, it has, like, real triggers and everything. I think that's going to be really, really huge.
Whoa, guys, with, like, broadband coming out, what if people start like you know, like playing video games and talking about the video game while they play? I mean, you can't see them, of course, but you'll be able to hear them live as they play.
Why would I want to watch someone play?
Like voice chat? That would be really neat.
Oh man, that's the future right there. So anyways, what else, Rex?
So remember that movie The Matrix that came out earlier this year?
Such an awesome movie. Oh man. I have a trench coat just because of that movie.
Me too, and it made me buy like all of Rob Zombie's CDs, and that's all.
Oh, Dracula.
But yeah, Dracula's so good. Like I wish that song was in everything.
Oh man.
But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure we're gonna get that's gonna be like a big franchise over the next decade. Like I just have this feeling it's gonna be like the new Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we already said, you know, M. Night Shyamalan is gonna be the one to do like 7, 8, and 9. I think.
Yeah, but
I think the Wachowski brothers are gonna be really closely knit for, you know, forever. They're gonna be like pumping out all these like you know, super mega hits, while Star Wars is gonna be doing like storytelling, you know, and using some new tech into the, you know, bringing it into the future.
Yeah, I'm just feel like just lighten.
But I think that The Matrix could become a franchise that could be just as popular as Star Wars.
Speaking of Star Wars,
I really do feel that way.
And with the success of Star Wars, their gaming division, LucasArts, it's going to stay forever because of that.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to keep on pumping out great games, great content.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe, I think one day, you know, George Lucas is going to have so much money off these movies and stuff. I already bought like 3 different VHS versions of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
You know, he's like sucking up like so much money from people. I think he might even buy Disney one day.
I bought the widescreen laser discs too on top of the VHS tapes.
How much stuff do you have?
A lot of laser discs and computer stuff, and that's about it. Because everything it's too expensive to have other hobbies. Yeah, you should come over.
Laser disc.
You should come over. It's so much fun. I have it hooked up over S Video, and it looks so good.
Now you're going to tell me that you have a bunch of shiny Pokemon or whatever those things are called.
That's my other prediction. Pokemon is going to be that's not going to exist after the next, like, year or so.
It's for kids. And then
it's on its way out.
Yeah, with, like, Nintendo, with GoldenEye, I think they're going to make another one like that. I think they're going to cater for mature audiences. And I think Pokemon's just too kiddie for them.
Yeah, I really think so, too. I think, like, if anything that they've done, like, the past couple years or are working on currently is gonna, like, become a thing, Jet Force Gemini, I have, like, that just screams franchise to me.
Yeah. Yeah, but not the Pokemon's gonna be, I'm not gonna say one and done because there was two of them, so.
Yeah, like, their sequel's coming out later this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is it? Maybe after that. They'll catch, like, a second wind, and then it'll be just like, it's for kids.
Yeah.
So those are your predictions, Rex?
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, man.
Regis Philbin. May he fly with the angels.
He's awesome.
So, I'm running out of hard drive space now. This show has been like 586 megabytes of like uncompressed audio.
Uncompressed wave? Shoot.
Yeah, so I kind of have to go now, and so do we, but we'll be back next month with our August edition of 99 of the Space City Nerd radio show.
Yeah, don't forget to go to geocities.com/space/city/nerd. Sign our dream book.
Yes, please do that. We're going to be uploading cool new wallpapers from our favorite like video games and shows.
We just redesigned the site to have frames, and it looks awesome.
Also, and don't forget to check out my GeoCities, SonicFan123@geocities.com.
I hope you guys are looking for buddy icons for AIM, because we're about to upload a bunch of those, too.
Oh, yeah.
Those broadband wares, that's what we're just going to attack.
Yup.
All right, guys, so a good time. Make sure to go watch them. What's coming up with the movies real quick?
Oh, man, like, next month?
Whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
We'll go on a movie night, but whatever. You guys keep living La Vida Loca, and we'll be back next month.
Hit me, baby, one more time!
The one thing that's like I'm like stupidly like excited about is like space travel,
because like, you know, space guy, you like space.
I love space and stuff. I mean, I know it's a lot of money, but I think the government is. I mean, America is strong, you know.
Yeah, the Clinton years have been really good with us.
Yeah, the Cold War is gone. I don't see any like recession coming up or anything like that.
Yeah,
and so I think like our thirst for all this knowledge is gonna keep going. What do you guys see like space travel in like 2015?
Oh man, so I think it's gonna be complex and well enough that we can go and take like that sci-fi convention we went to a couple of weeks ago. They can probably have it on the moon.
Oh, you really think so?
Yeah.
Rex, what about you?
Oh man, I don't even know. Like, it's not a thing I've really thought about too much, because it just seems so outside the spectrum of things that could happen.
Is that your final answer?